我们能够再一次聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that we can gather before Him again.
星期六下午聚会也是比较不容易。
I know it is more difficult to come to the Saturday afternoon gathering.
我能不能请弟兄姊妹大家稍微往中间前面靠近一点，好不好
？But I ask that brothers and sisters would come forward and move close to the center.
因为这个聚会厅实在很大。
Because this meeting place is big.
有的时候我们坐的散呢。可能我们受肉身的限制，觉得灵也散掉了。
Because sometimes when everyone is scattered, and it's a fleshly limitation, then our spirit is also scattered.
好，昨天晚上呢，我和弟兄姊妹交通了利未记的第一段。
Yesterday, I shared the first part of the book of Leviticus with brothers and sisters.
我们这一次一起四堂交通的主题，我们借着利未记来思想更多认识基督。
Our theme this time is that through the book of Leviticus, we will know more about Christ.
好，我想这是每一个神的儿女们，我们若是尝到了主恩的滋味。我们里面应该有的一个自然的反应。
If we have tasted of the blessed position in Christ, we should have a natural reaction.
因为成为神的儿女，在主的面前过生活。
Because we become God's children and we live before Him.
不是神给我们有很多的要求和规条。
It's not that the Lord gives us many requirements and commandments.
而是神在他的爱子里面吸引我们。到他面前来亲近他。
But the Lord draws us to His Son to draw close to Him.
来享受他。
To partake of Him.
所以昨天晚上我们从利未记第一章第一节讲到呢，神从会幕里面来呼叫摩西。
So in Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1, we see that the Lord called to Moses from the door of the tent of meeting.
他为什么要呼叫摩西呢？他盼望借着摩西呢把所有以色列百姓都带到他的同在的里面。
He called Moses because he wanted to bring all Israel through Moses to his presence.
好，我用一个简单的比喻，比方。
Let me use a simple example.
有一些做父母亲的很爱自己的儿女。
Some parents really love their children.
当孩子长大了以后，我们知道孩子都跟父母亲呢分开，因为他们独立的生活。
And we know that as the children grow up, they want to be independent, so they gradually drift away from their parents.
但是呢，父母亲的心呢，总还是希望孩子能够住在身边。
But the heart of the parents is that they desire the children to still live close to them.
我自己以前做儿女的时候没有这种感觉。
I never had this feeling when I was a child.
但是当我的两个孩子高中毕业了，都出去读大学。
But when my two children both graduated from high school and entered university.
我大概有十多年的时间了，没有办法适应那个生活。
I could not get used to it for about 10 years.
我有一次碰见一个美国朋友。
I met an American friend.
他比我年纪大。
He was older than me.
他说他每年都打电话给他的孙子。
He says that every year he calls his grandchildren.
他说呢，你来看看 grandpa 好不好？
He asked them to come visit Grandpa.
他的孙子每年都 promise Grandpa, 我今年一定来。
His grandparents promised that they will visit.
结果每年都没有来。
But every year they don't visit.
他说你知道吗？我很失望。
He said that he is very discouraged.
他说有一天我就打电话给我的孙子说，你再不来呢，说不定你没机会了。
Then next time he told his grandchildren, if you don't come to visit me, you might not have an opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，这是人间的一个亲情的一个流露。
This is how the relationships between man work.
神在耶稣基督里面呼召我们回家。
God has called us to return through Christ Jesus.
我们实在感谢神呢，我们只一信了耶稣基督，我们就得着了儿子的生命。
We thank the Lord that when we become saved, we receive sonship.
好，我们能够呼喊神做阿爸父亲。
We can call our God Abba Father.
而且当我们这样呼喊的时候，里面真是有父神的爱充满在我们心里面。
And when we call Him Abba Father, we can feel the love of God filling us.
因为圣灵在我们里面同做见证，说我们真是他的儿子。
Because the spirit within us testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
得救的时候, 那个经历是强烈的,
if we had a very strong experience of salvation,
啊, 这个吸引在我们身上就大,
this force in us should be very strong.
但是很可惜啊, 很多时候经过得救以后, 经过一点年日,
unfortunately, after many years,
我们对于亲近主, 就感觉好像是一个功课要做一样,
we feel like drawing close to God is just an assignment that we have to do.
好像呢, 是我的一个责任, 是神的一个要求,
like it's a responsibility, a requirement from God.
好, 所以我们常常呢, 就像那个老祖父啊, 跟他的孙子打电话, 说你来看我, 我说我下一次, 我今年一定来, 结果就不来了。
It's sort of like the grandfather who calls his grandchildren and tells them to come, and they promise they will, but they never do.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 当神呼召的时候, 他心里面何等的渴望呢? 来亲一亲, 抱一抱, 所有他的儿女们。
When God calls us, He truly wants to embrace us.
这是利未记一开头就给我们看见 神的爱。
In the beginning of Leviticus, we see God's love.
好, 弟兄姊妹们, 利未记 不是关乎很多的规条,很多的做法,很多的律例和典章。
The book of Leviticus is not about many commandments and directions and instructions.
律例, 我们知道, 利未记, 乃是神预备好了一切我们亲近他的需要, 要我们到他跟前来。
But Leviticus is God preparing everything that we need to draw close to God.
所以昨天我们讲到呢, 那五记的意义, 是直接指责耶稣基督, 他为我们上十字架。
So yesterday we spoke of how the five sacrifices all refer to Christ being crucified.
我们讲到我们每一个人生活在地上, 神都赐给我们一个身体。
We know that God has given us a body while we live on this earth.
今天的世界上上进的人, 成功的人呢, 一天24小时, 一个礼拜7天, 都是为着自己, 为着事业, 为着属地的。
In this world, everyone lives 24/7 to further their occupation, further their own condition.
但是人间只有一个人, 他到地上来, 他把神赐给人身体的那个价值活出来。
But there is only one man who came to this earth and was able to live out the purpose of this life.
所以主耶稣来到地上呢, 应验了圣经的话说, 神啊, 你为我预备了身体。
So we know that when Jesus came to this earth, He fulfilled the word that said, a body you have prepared for me.
那么我来了, 我要照你的旨意行。
And I come to do your will.
我们的主耶稣基督, 他在十字架上的时候, 把那个遵行神旨意的那个实际呢, 完全地表现出来。
Our God completely expressed the obeying of the Lord's will when He died on the cross.
所以利未记里面, 那边讲到的五种的祭啊, 在主耶稣身上, 完全的彰显。
So the five sacrifices in Leviticus were completely expressed in the Lord Jesus.
今天我们借着耶稣基督, 他十架上所流的血,
today, by the blood that the Lord Jesus shed on the cross,
我们已经可以坦然无惧地来亲近神。
We can come boldly to draw close to God.
弟兄姊妹, 你今天来聚会, 有没有觉得神离你非常近呢?
Today, brothers and sisters, when you came to the gathering, did you feel that the Lord is near?
你觉得主跟你亲近到什么地步呢?
That the Lord is close to you to such an extent.
是不是我今天呢, 感觉, 主与我同在, 就我觉得呢, 主今天比我, 跟我之间比较亲近一点。
That today we feel the Lord's presence is with us a little closer than before.
有的时候我们身体如果疲倦软弱呢, 摸不到主的同在呢, 就觉得主离我远一点, 是不是呢?
Sometimes when our conditions are not as good, we feel that the Lord is further from us because we can't touch Him as much.
但是神告诉我们说, 若是你懂得主耶稣的血, 祂的价值, 我们取用祂, 相信祂。
But the Bible tells us that if we understand the power of the blood, we will use it and take hold of it.
我们现在坦然无惧地来亲近神。
We can come boldly to draw close to God.
你跟神近到什么地步呢?
How close are you to God?
天气不会影响祂。
The weather won't affect him.
环境不会影响祂。
outside circumstances, our own heart condition won't affect him. Our bodily condition won't affect him.
进到一个地步呢, 你我和主之间, 啊, 以前我们有一位, 有一位主的仆人讲的, 连一张纸都插不进去。
We are so close to the Lord that, as what brother once said, you can't even stick a sheet of paper in between us.
因为主就住在我们的里面,
because the Lord dwells in us.
他在我们里面像生命活水的泉源一样, 来供应我们。
He provides for us like springs of living water within us.
这个是神在基督里面为我们预备好的祭物。
This is the sacrifice the Lord has prepared for us.
那么今天下午呢, 我要和弟兄姊妹再往前来看第二段。
This afternoon, I want to look at the second part of Leviticus.
就是利未记从第六章第八节开始,
starting from chapter 6, verse 8,
一直到, 利未记第十章,
all the way to Leviticus chapter 10.
或许呢, 我们也把利未记呢, 21和22章包括在里面。
And we will include Leviticus chapter 20 and 21.
我们若是主许可呢, 我们来交通, 我们亲近神了以后, 我们能够成为一个侍奉神的人。
We will talk that when we draw close to God, we can be one who serves Christ.
而这个侍奉呢, 是在基督里面来侍奉。
And the service is service in Christ.
首先我们请大家先读几处的经文。
Let's first read a few passages.
出埃及记第19章,
Exodus chapter 19,
第1节到第6节。
verse 1 to 6。我来读给大家听。以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。他们离了利非定，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，小谕以色列人说：我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。” 且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
In the third month after the sons of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that very day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. When they set out from Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. And there Israel camped in front of the mountain. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel, You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice, and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and, and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
彼得前书第二章第四节第五节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
主乃活石固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。 你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。And
coming to him as to a living stone which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
9节和10节,
verses 9 and 10.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you were not a people, but you are now, you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
我们看见从旧约到新约，神对他儿女们只有一个旨意和目的。
We see that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Lord only has one will for His children.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，进到他爱子的国度里面。
He has saved us out of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
不仅让我们能够亲近他自己。
That we can draw close to Him.
并且神对你我每一个人都有相同的心意。
And even more that we would have the same will as Christ.
在旧约时代，神告诉摩西说，所有以色列百姓从埃及他背出来的，他带出来的百姓。
We know in Exodus that the Lord told Moses all the people whom he carried out of Egypt.
他说你们是在万民中所属我的子民。
You are a people of, you shall be my own possession among all the peoples.
而且呢，要归我做祭司的国度。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
为圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
我们知道那个时候以色列人呢，还没有拜金牛犊。
We know that was before the golden calf.
那是神对他们原初对每一个蒙拯救的以色列人的心意。
This was the original will of God for the entire people of Israel.
后来有了祭司呢，那是因为以色列人堕落了，背叛了神，神不得已的一个措施。
And later on, the establishment of priests was because the people of Israel fell, and the Lord had no other choice.
到了新约时代，彼得讲到教会的时候。
In the New Testament, when Peter speaks of the church,
他再一次的向我们讲到神对每一个蒙救赎儿女的旨意。
Once again, he tells us of the wonderful will of God to His people.
他说主乃是活石。
That the Lord is a living stone.
他说虽然人所弃绝，但是却被神所拣选。
Which has been rejected by men, but is a choice and precious in the sight of God.
我们来到主的面前呢，就像活石。
And we come to God as living stones.
被主建造成为属灵的房屋。
Being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood.
然后我们在这属灵房屋里面有什么样的功用和职分呢？
And what is our use in this spiritual house?
我们每一个人都是圣洁的祭司。
We are all a holy priesthood.
乃是来侍奉神的。
To serve God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个意念呢，从整本圣经，从旧约到新约，神一再的告诉我们。
This is something that the Lord has been telling us from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
今天很多时候呢，我们信了主，在没有信主之前，我们对于教会就有一个自己的观念。
Many times before we believe in the Lord, we have an incorrect view of the church.
对于侍奉神呢，我们也有一般人传统的看法。
And we have a traditional view of serving God.
我们认为呢，侍奉神做祭司呢，就是那一些所谓的全时间的人。
We think that those who serve God as priests are the full-time people.
我们知道教会历史中有一段叫做黑暗时期。
We know that there was a time called the Dark Ages.
就是罗马天主教他们把圣经整个封起来。
And the Roman Catholic Church sealed the Bible.
所以人没有办法直接的借着读圣经来认识神的旨意。
So man could not learn God's will for himself by reading the Bible.
他们就照着犹太教里面祭司的那种的体系呢，就把所有信徒呢分成两个阶级。
So they used a system of priests that was like the Jews and separated believers into two categories.
一个呢是圣品阶级。
One was a saint.
那些服侍神的人呢，他们叫做祭司。
Those who serve God are priests.
所以今天你到天主教里面，神父啊这些，他们就叫做 priest.
So in Catholic Church, these church fathers are known as priests.
那么其他的一般信徒呢，就称作这个平信徒。
And the rest of the people are known as the lay people.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是神的心意的。
This is not the will of God.
但即便在改教运动以后呢，十六世纪之后。
But after the 16th century, after the Protestant Reformation.
从马丁路德他们读了圣经，把救恩的路和真理的光带给神的百姓。
Martin Luther read the way of salvation and brought the light to the people.
并且在那个时代呢，神把公开的圣经在摆在神儿女们的手中。
And God brought the open Bible and placed it before His people.
但是因着环境和传统的关系。
But because of outer circumstances and traditions,
我们看见了, 在马丁路德他们那个时代, 他虽然把救恩的真理讲清楚了,
we see that during the time of Martin Luther, even though he clearly explained the way of salvation,
但是他却没有办法实行并且公开地讲论神救赎的目的。
He could not clearly explain the purpose of salvation.
神救赎的目的, 我们昨天已经讲到, 要使我们成为独居的子民。
We know that the Lord wants us to be a people who are separated.
使我们成为圣洁的祭司,
that we are a holy priesthood.
而且是有君尊的祭司,
and a royal priesthood.
所以我们看见在今天基督教的里面, 请容许我用这个词。
So I hope you will allow me to use this term that in Christianity today.
就像天主教一样，但是基督教那些侍奉的人叫做牧师，他有一个制度的。
That the people who serve are known as pastors.
那么其他的信徒呢，还是平信徒。
And the rest of the people are still lay people.
但是圣经的话很清楚告诉我们。
But the Bible clearly tells us.
当初神拯救以色列百姓出来的时候，他是要整个以色列国度成为祭司的国度。
That when the Lord called the people of Israel out of Egypt, He wanted the entire nation to be His priesthood.
在新约时代，神也很清楚地告诉我们，我们每一个蒙拯救的人，借着基督来到神面前。
And in the New Testament, He also clearly tells us that we come before the Lord.
教会就是神属灵的房屋。
And the church is the spiritual house of God.
而那个房屋的材料就是你和我。
And we are the materials for the building.
就是基督的性质在我们里面, 基督的生命在我们里面, 我们才能被建造成为属灵的房屋。
God's character is in us, God's life is in us, and we can become built up.
那么有了房屋以后, 这房屋里面谁来服侍的?
And when we have this house, who serves?
不是少数的几个人。
Not just a few people.
所有神的儿女们, 我们都是做祭司的。
But all brothers and sisters, we are priests.
彼得告诉我们说, 我们是圣洁的祭司。
Peter tells us that we are a holy priest.
而且是有君尊的祭司。
And a royal priesthood.
而我们的侍奉呢, 是要来彰显, 招我们入黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And our service should express the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
换句话说呢, 人要看见神的美德, 需要每一个神的儿女们尽功用。
In other words, in order for the world to see the beauty of the Lord, every brother and sister needs to do his work.
我想这是利未记里面啊, 从第六章第八节开始啊, 那里讲到祭司他所预表的真实的意义。
I believe that is the meaning that is brought forth from Leviticus chapter 6, verse 8.
当然了, 我们知道啊, 这个亚伦做大祭司, 他是预表着我们主耶稣基督要做我们的大祭司。
We know that Aaron being the high priest represents Jesus Christ being our high priest.
那么亚伦的儿子们, 并以后世世代代的祭司们呢, 是预表着所有神的儿女们, 我们进入神的旨意里面。
And the sons of Aaron being high priest forever represents us entering into Christ.
所以我们要来看一下, 祭司在圣经里面呢, 它的意义和功用是什么?
So let's look at the meaning and the function of priests.
在希伯来书第五章第一节里面,
In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1,
我们知道希伯来书的作者呢, 要讲到主耶稣呢, 大祭司的职分。
We know that the writer of Hebrews wanted to speak of Jesus as the high priest.
他就用了旧约时代的大祭司, 他就讲到祭司是做什么的。
And he explains what the high priest does from Old Testament examples.
这里说,凡从人间挑选的大祭司,是奉派替人办理属神的事,为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
For every high priest taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins.
好,我们再看呢, 利未记第十章,
Now let's turn to Leviticus chapter 10,
第八节,
verse 8.
哦,对不起,我们就读第十一节。
Oh, actually, let's read verse 11.
又使你们可以将耶和华借摩西晓谕以色列人的一切律例教训他们。
And so as to teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them through Moses.
我们再看民数记。
And now let's look at Numbers.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第四十八节。
Verse 48.
在第十六章里面记载呢，在旷野中行走的时候，可拉一党的人起来呢，抵挡摩西和亚伦。
In Numbers 16, we see that the people of Korah they came up and withstood Moses.
那么因着他们不服神的安排的，就有了瘟疫，遍行在以色列营中。
And because they did not obey the will of God, there was a disaster that occurred.
第四十八节我们看见他说呢，亚伦站在活人死人中间，瘟疫就止住了。
In verse 48, we see Aaron took his stand between the dead and the living, so that the plague was checked.
从这几段的经文呢，我们来看呢，祭司乃是神从人间挑选出来做神的仆人的。
We see that priests are chosen by God to serve man.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们说是为人呢办理属神的事情。
In Hebrews, they do the work of God.
人有软弱，人有过犯的时候，祭司为人去献祭。
If man has any weakness, then the priest will offer the sacrifices.
就把人带到神的面前去。
They bring man to God.
另外一面呢，借着祭物。与神和好之后呢，就把神的祝福和喜悦带到人的面前来。
And through the sacrifices which are accepted by God, they bring the blessings of God to the people.
所以每一个我们蒙恩得救神的儿女。
So all who have been saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是侍奉神的祭司。
We are priests who serve God.
而我们有一个职分呢，把神的恩典和祝福带到人的中间来。
We have a position that we should bring the grace and the blessings of God to the people.
啊，这个生活如果被神的儿女们认识，弟兄姊妹，我们聚会是何等的美，何等的好。
If this lifestyle is realized, then our gathering will be very beautiful and good.
所以祭司呢，第一个职责就是到神的面前来献祭。
So the first function of priesthood is to go before God and offer sacrifices.
好，我们昨天晚上讲到这个祭物呢，不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
We said that these sacrifices are nothing else but our Lord Jesus.
今天我们当然不需要再有个祭坛，再有牲畜来献祭。
Today we don't need to offer livestock on the altar.
那么对基督徒来讲呢，我们今天献祭是什么意思？是什么回事呢？
So for believers, what does it mean to offer sacrifices?
乃是我们来到聚会的时候要预备自己来供应基督给别人。
When we come to gatherings, we need to prepare ourselves to offer Christ to others.
我们常常听见一些弟兄姊妹来聚会的时候祷告主啊，我们空空的来，让我们饱饱的回去。
We know that brothers and sisters sometimes pray that we may come here empty-handed and leave with our hands full.
饱饱的回去是对的。
It is true that we should leave with our hands full.
但是空空的来了，是我们不够认识我们做祭司的职分。
But if we come here empty-handed, then we have not understood our function of priest.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？一个聚会好不好，不是在少数的人的身上。
Whether or not a gathering is good is not dependent on only a few people.
如果我们不明白神的旨意的话。
If we don't understand the will of God,
我们来聚会呢，我们就想我是要来得着别人把基督给我的。
We think that we come to gatherings to only receive what Christ from other people.
但是若是我明白我自己也是祭司，今天聚会的好坏跟我有关系。
But if we understand that we are priests, then the condition of the church is dependent on us too.
所以我们就带着祭物到神的跟前来。
So we bring sacrifices before the Lord.
我们在聚会里面就能供应基督。
And we can provide Christ.
我举一个简单的例子哈。
Let me give a simple example.
来聚会呢，我如果有一颗爱慕主、要亲近主的心
，If I come to gatherings and I have a heart that desires after God,
我就尽量往前面坐。
I will sit forward.
啊，是不是呢？如果我今天想啊， 我今天不要被神看到，我就坐最后一排。
But if I don't want God to see me, then I will sit in the back row.
因为呢，弟兄姊妹都不会留意坐在后面的人。
Because brothers and sisters never take notice of people who are sitting in the back.
我们到主的面前，我愿意更多得着基督。
But when we come before the Lord, we should be more willing to receive Christ.
如果我感觉我对聚会有责任。
If I feel that I have a responsibility to
the gathering, 我进到聚会里面，我就预备我的心，我要来亲近主。
I enter the gathering and I prepare my heart to draw close to God.
我盼望呢，我能够把主的同在带来。
I hope that I can bring the presence of God to everyone.
我们在主的面前照着神的心意来服侍。
And I can serve by the will of God.
我相信弟兄姊妹们都有这样的经历。
I believe that brothers and sisters have this experience.
当弟兄姊妹们我们一同相聚的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we are gathered together.
在没有聚会以前，如果大家呢就彼此谈话，谈今天生活侍奉，不，谈生活中的琐事。
If today before the gathering we just come together and we talk about our life.
聚会的里面呢，看起来也很热闹。
It may seem that the gathering is very busy.
但是那个属灵的空气 very warm. 那个属灵的空气啊，是不洁净的。
But that spiritual environment is not clean.
若是今天弟兄姊妹们一进来聚会呢，我们每一个人就坐下来在那里祷告。
But when we come to gatherings and we sit and we pray,
这属灵的空气就不一样。
The spiritual atmosphere is different.
我曾经参加过一个西方弟兄姊妹的特会。
I went to a special gathering from a few brothers and sisters from America.
是他们的一个大的 conference, 差不多上万人的。
There were hundreds of thousands of people at this conference.
那么他们聚会呢是晚上七点半才开始。
Their gathering starts at 7 p.m.
带我去的弟兄告诉我说四点钟我就到你家，我们两个一起开车去。
And the brother who was going to take me there said that he would arrive at my house at 4.
我们五点半到那里 ，parking lot 已经找不到空位了。
When we got there at 5:30, there was no space in the parking lot.
我们赶快找到位置跑进去啊，会场里面满满都是人。
When we finally found a parking spot and ran inside, the meeting place was packed.
他们坐在那里，不是在那里聊天。
They were seated there, but not just in conversation.
那个椅子是可以活动的，所以他们一圈一圈的弟兄姊妹围在那里祷告。
But they had moved the chairs into many circles and they were praying.
我们才一踏进那个地方，就感觉神的同在。
When we walked inside, we could feel the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是供应基督。
This is providing Christ.
所以聚会要好，每一个弟兄姊妹都开口祷告。
So for gathering to be good, every brother should pray.
我们跟主说，主。今天聚会不能少了我这一份的祭物。
We tell the Lord that today's gathering cannot miss our sacrifice.
祭司的第一个功用就是献祭。
The first function of a priest is to sacrifice.
真正的献祭就是我在聚会的里面供应基督。
And the true sacrifice is providing Christ in the gathering.
所以希伯来书十三章讲到，我们用口舌的赞美哈，当作口舌的祭物献给神。
So in Hebrews 13, it says we offer the sacrifice of praise.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣经教导我们怎样做祭司。
This is how the Bible teaches us to be priests.
那么有的人来到聚会呢，我们站在门口的时候，我们就亲切地和弟兄姊妹打招呼。
And some brothers and sisters will greet people at the door.
不是跟我熟悉的那些人赶快去讲话。
Not just to talk to people we know.
我很喜欢你们的外面那个布伦恩布尔弟兄姊妹照片都在那里，名字也在那里。我每次来都试着背几个名字。
I really like the bulletin board in outside with everyone's pictures and names.
因为我希望呢，我下次来的时候看见弟兄姊妹，我能跟他亲切的打招呼。
Because I hope that the next time I come here, I can see brothers and sisters and call them by name.
因为我来这里，我不是客人，我是家人。
Because
对不对
I'm not a visitor. I'm someone who is part of the household.
在这里呢是奉主的名聚会，这是神的家，我是神的儿女，我来这里不是客人。
This is God's house, and I come here in God's name, so I am not a visitor.
今天很多神的儿女们在这个点上没有意念。
This point is often not fulfilled in brothers and sisters.
所以我们来聚会，我们就空空的来，冷冷的来，甚至有时候态度硬硬的来。
So we come to the meeting empty-handed and cold, sometimes with our hearts hard.
所以聚会呢，你就看见。我们好久都感觉不到主的同在。
So in the gathering, for a long time, we cannot experience the presence of the Lord.
因为我们不知道我们来聚会是要
Because we don't realize that we are supposed to offer the sacrifices of praise through Christ Jesus.
在利未记给我们看见祭司第二个责任,
Leviticus shows us the second purpose.
就是第十章里面呢, 亚伦的两个大的儿子被击杀了。
We see that Aaron's two sons were killed.
那么神就告诉亚伦说,
So God told Aaron,
你要告诉世世代代做祭司的人,
You have to tell all the
当你们进来服侍的时候, 清酒浓酒都不能喝,
Do not drink wine or strong drink.
而且你们要能, 好叫你们保持冷静, 保持清醒, 你们能够分辨什么是洁净的, 什么是不洁净的。
And so as to make a distinction between holy and the profane, between the unclean and the clean.
先把自己分别出来。
So first, separate yourself.
并且呢, 你们能够把神的律例, 教导神的百姓。
And then you can teach the laws of God to the people.
好, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道呢, 今天肉身如果喝酒的话, 酒能乱性的。
We know that in this world, if we drink too much wine, then it messes with our body.
啊, 当一个人喝醉的时候呢, 你看他是所有的丑陋都出来了。
When a man is intoxicated, all his embarrassments and shame.
人为什么要喝酒呢?
So why do people drink wine?
人认为喝酒能够带来喜乐,
They think it brings joy.
能够忘记忧愁,
They forget their difficulties.
圣经上用这个说出啊, 凡是世界上那些叫我们肉身快乐的事情, 都会叫我们忘记我们自己是谁。
But all the things that make our flesh feel happy cause us to forget what
the Lord is to us.
And then the pitiful condition of our flesh is shown.
请原谅我讲一点啊,
so please forgive me for saying
今天有很多人呢, 讲的福音啊, 就要我们自我感觉良好。
Many times people preach the gospel so that we feel good.
弟兄姊妹们, 当你自我感觉良好的时候, 可能你就是属灵上是一个醉酒的人。
When you feel good in your flesh, then maybe spiritually you are drunk.
我们真的得着主的同在的时候, 我看自己是无有, 但是基督是我的万有。
If we truly have Christ in us, then we will see ourselves as having nothing, but Christ in us has all.
今天人没有基督, 但是感觉自己很好, 弟兄姊妹, 难怪神的儿女们, 中间充满了各种的难处。
Today we don't have Christ in us, but we feel that we are good, and that is why our gathering is full of difficulties.
充满了各种的问题。
Full of problems.
弟兄姊妹们, 祭司在灵里面要保持清醒。
Brothers and sisters, the priests have to be sober in their spirit.
而且要冷静。
And they need to be
cool.
And they have to be cool.
要很灵里面要非常的冷静。
Their spirit has to be very cool within.
这个冷静不是说无情的哈, 乃是它里面对事情能够有一个清楚的分辨力。
This isn't to say that you have to be expressionless, but that you have to be able to discern within.
祭司能够熟悉神的话语来教导神的百姓。
Priests need to be familiar with the word of God to speak to the children, to the people of it.
第三个我们看见祭司的功用。
The third function of priests.
就是当神儿女们中间因着人的软弱、错误和失败,
that when the people of God fail or fall short,
带来了属灵的死亡的时候,
and they bring spiritual death,
祭司们是一般祷告的人,
the priests are supposed to pray.
他们要站在死人和活人的中间, 使那个死的势力、死亡的权势止息。
They need to stand between the living and the death and to stop the power of death.
啊, 所以我们看见有很多神的儿女们呢, 学习在这一方面的侍奉。
So we know that many brothers and sisters have experienced this service.
我不晓得我们在座弟兄姊妹, 你平时是不是, 例行的来参加祷告聚会。
I don't know if brothers and sisters frequently come to get prayer meeting.
或者呢, 在家里面, 今天早上我们好多年轻夫妇, 他们都谈到夫妻之间要有祷告的生活。
Or today in a morning gathering, we were talking about how husbands and wives should have a prayer life.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常宝贵的, 因为你在尽祭司的职分。
Brothers and sisters, this is very precious because you are fulfilling the function of priest.
请原谅我讲一点我自己教会生活的经验。
Let me speak of an experience I had in the church.
我第一次参加祷告聚会啊, 是我在高中的时候被我的同学拉去,
The first time I went to a prayer meeting, I was dragged by a fellow classmate to a student organization, and we went to prayer meeting.
我不会祷告。
I didn't know how to pray.
我那些同学们，他们习惯去祷告的，一到那里唱完诗歌，他们就跪下来祷告。
All my friends, when they were there, they finished singing hymns and they would kneel down to pray.
他们把自己的事情告诉主，依靠主。
They told all their experiences to the Lord and they relied on Him.
他们也彼此代祷。
And they prayed for one another.
我不会。
I didn't know how.
等到我自己服侍主以后。
And only after I served.
我发现好多出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，他们开始来祷告聚会。
I realized that many who were newly believed.
哎，他们呢，因着一开始就在这种的氛围底下。
And because they started in this condition.
圣灵在他们里面的工作就很清楚，也很强烈。
The Holy Spirit's work in their lives was very clear and strong.
他们才短短的一段时间呢，祷告就像泉水一样的涌出来。
In a short time, their life came forth as springs, and they experienced the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是偶尔也有一些呢，信主多年从来没有来过祷告聚会，忽然来了，因为他碰到重大事情。
And sometimes there will be people who I believe for a long time, but never went to prayer meeting until they experienced some great difficulty.
他除了为自己那件事呼求主啊救我以外，其他都不会祷告，没有话。
Other than praying for their own condition, asking for the Lord to help them, they could not say anything else.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？祭司有一个重要的职分，就是拿着金香炉做代祷的职分，加上香。But
one of the functions of the priest is to bring the incense and offer it before the Lord and intercede.
能够止息仇敌在神儿女们中间的破坏。
To stop the destruction from the enemy.
我们看见，这是神给每一个信徒、每一个神的儿女那个尊贵的职分。我们乃是祭司。This
is a very holy position that the Lord has given us, that we are priests.
我们知道，祭司呢，要能够开始尽他该尽的功用。So
priests need to start doing their function.
是需要经过预备和训练。
It goes through preparation and training.
啊，这旧约时代的，如果是在亚伦家族里面的男孩子
，In the Old Testament, all the males' sons who were from the house of Aaron.
他们呢，在30岁的那一年，才能够真正的啊，尽祭司全部的功用。
They could take on all the functions of the priest only after reaching the age of 30.
那么他们20岁就要进到会幕里面或者圣殿里面去学习。
And at age 20, they would go to the temple or the tabernacle to learn.
去做学徒。
They were like an apprentice.
就好像我们在公司里面有一个 mentor 带着一个新进的员工一样。
It is like a mentor in a company guiding someone who is newly employed.
在每一个细节上面呢， 他要好好的学，并且达到熟练。
He has to learn and become familiar with every detail.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见呢，旧约时代呢，是说出今天新约时代神儿女们属灵生命的功用怎么得着的。
The Old Testament shows us how in the New Testament we provide for one another.
在利未记第8章开始。
In Leviticus chapter 8.
我们看见呢，神借着摩西吩咐亚伦和他的儿子们。 怎么样开始尽祭司的职分？
We see Moses explaining to Aaron and his sons how to start the work of priests.
今天我们来想，若是我们读啊，可能就想到这是第一代的祭司，他们怎样第一次的来进入那个祭司的职分。
When we read this, we think it's just the first generation learning how to take on the priesthood.
到底跟我们今天有没有什么关系呢？
Is there any connection to us?
你知道，今天祭司啊，最经常进的一个职分，就是我们来到神的面前聚集。Today,
one of the most common functions that we have as priests is to gather before the Lord.
就是教会的聚会。It
is the church gathering.
或者有2-3个神的儿女奉主耶稣的名聚集在一起。Two
or three gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们怎么样能够去一个在神面前喜乐？ 而且又满足的聚会呢？
How can we be a gathering that is joyful, joyful and fulfills the will of God?
在立位记第八章里面，我们就看见了摩西告诉亚伦和他儿子所要做的预备，对我们今天有非常重要的教导。
If we look at Leviticus 8, we see that the directions Moses gave to Aaron and his sons give us something important, an important lesson.
我们一同来看一下第八章第一节到第三节。
Let's take a look at chapter 8, verses 1 to 3.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你将亚伦和他儿子一同带来，并将圣衣、膏油与赎罪祭的一只公牛、两只公绵羊、一筐无酵饼都带来，又招聚会众到会幕门口。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments and the anointing oil, and the bowl of the sin offering, and the two rams of the and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble all the congregation in the doorway of the tent of meeting.
然后我们读第三节到第五节。
Now let's read verse 3 to 5.
又召聚会众到会幕门口，摩西就照耶和华所吩咐的行了。于是会众聚集在会幕门口，摩西告诉会众说，这就是耶和华所吩咐当行的事。
And assemble all the congregation at the doorway of the tent of meeting.
然后我们读
And so Moses did as the Lord commanded him. When the congregation was assembled at the doorway of the tent of meeting, Moses said to the congregation, This is the thing which the Lord has commanded to do.
第六节到第九节。
Now verses 6 to 9.
摩西带了亚伦和他儿子来，用水洗了他们，给亚伦穿上内袍，束上腰带，穿上外袍，又加上以弗德，用其上巧工织的带子，把以弗德系在他身上，又给他戴上胸牌，把乌灵和土民放在胸牌内，把冠冕戴在他头上，在冠冕的前面钉上金牌，就是圣冠，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
Then Moses had Aaron and his sons come near and washed them with water. He put the tunic on him and girded him with a sash and clothed him with a robe and put the ephod on him. And he girded him with the artistic band of the ephod with which he tied it to him. He then placed the breastplate on him and in the breastplate he put the Urim and Thummim. He also placed the turban on his head and on the turban at his front. He placed the golden plate, the holy crown, just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
然后读第十节到十三节。
Then verses 10 to 13.
摩西用膏油抹帐幕和其中所有的，使它成圣，又用膏油在坛上弹了七次，又抹了坛和坛的一切器皿，并洗濯盆和盆座，使它成圣，又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上，膏他，使他成圣。摩西带了亚伦的儿子来，给他们穿上内袍，束上腰带，包上裹头巾，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
Moses then took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it, and consecrated them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times, and anointed the altar and all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, to consecrate them. Then he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him.To consecrate him. Next, Moses had Aaron's sons come near and clothe them with tunics, and girded them with sashes, and bound caps on them, just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
这一段呢，若是我们用神教导我们怎样聚会这个角度来领会它。
If we look at this at the perspective of the Lord teaching us how to gather together,
我们看见呢，神为我们的聚会，在他爱子基督里面做了一切的预备。
We see that the Lord has done all preparations for his gathering in Christ Jesus.
所以神吩咐摩西说呢，你要将亚伦和他儿子一同带来。带来的时候呢，并将圣衣、膏油与赎罪祭，和这个赎罪祭的一只公牛、两只公绵羊、一筐无酵饼都带来。
And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bowl of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread.
我们今天每一次来聚会, 我们怎样尽祭司的功用呢?
Every time we gather together, how do we fulfill the function of priest?
我们在家里面, 平时生活中, 在信心里,
In our daily lives, do we live by faith?
我们要学会 去依靠并且取用神在基督里面给我们的预备。
We must learn to rely on and use the preparations the Lord has made in Christ Jesus.
神在基督里使他做我们的义袍，做我们的圣衣。
The Lord has made Christ Jesus our robe of righteousness.
神在基督里赐给我们圣灵膏油。
The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, which is the anointing oil.
神在基督里为我们预备了赎罪祭。
The Lord has prepared the sin offering and the burnt offering in Christ Jesus.
神在基督里也为我们预备了素祭，就是那一筐的无效饼。
The Lord has also prepared the grain offering in Christ Jesus, which is the basket of unleavened bread.
我们平时在生活中要学习这样子来依靠基督。
We have to learn to rely on Christ in this way in our daily lives.
这是每一个神儿女都需要知道并且去取用的。
This is something that every child of God should learn and use.
那么当我们来预备聚会的时候,
So when we come to gatherings and prepare,
亚伦和他的儿子啊, 在这一段圣经里面, 从第6节到第13节啊, 我们看见他要做三样事情。
So from verses 6 to 13, we see that Aaron and his sons had to do three things.
第一件呢, 要亚伦和他儿子来啊, 用水给他们洗他们的身子。
First, Moses had Aaron and his sons come near and wash them with water.
弟兄姊妹,这个洗就是自洁的意思。
This washing represents cleansing.
我们要来聚会前呢,我们要在主面前洁净自己。
Before we come to gatherings, we have to cleanse ourselves.
我早期读圣经,读到这一段呢,在我里面好像有一幅图画。
Early on, when I read the Bible, I had an impression in my mind.
我们看见摩西跟亚伦和他的4个儿子来了。
We see Moses, Aaron, and his 4 sons.
他们都站在会幕的门口，就是祭坛前面。They
stood by the altar before the Lord.
所有以色列百姓呢，都围着会幕站着。All
Israel encircled the tabernacle.
那么亚伦和他的儿子就在众人面前呢，用通俗的话来讲，就是用水洗个澡。
In layman's terms, Aaron and his sons had to stand before everyone and use water to take a bath.
哎呀，我那个时候啊，刚刚开始读圣经，我说主啊，这个羞死人了。I
told the Lord, because I had just started to read the Bible, Lord, this is shameful.
一个侍奉主的人呢，要在众人的眼前呢，赤露敞开。
A servant of the Lord has to be open before the people and be shameful.
你知道，今天很多人不敢。 逃避侍奉,
Today, many people avoid serving because they fear that people will know who they are.
你一侍奉, 别人就看你, 这个不对, 那个也不对, 指指点点。
When you serve the Lord, people point out all your mistakes.
这一关我们需要过的。
But this is something we need to go through.
我看到有很多弟兄姊妹, 为了保持自己的这个所谓的隐私权呢, 他不跟别人交通的。
We know many people try to maintain their privacy and they never have fellowship.
你不交通你就不可能真的是成为一个侍奉的人。
But if you never have fellowship, you cannot be one who serves the Lord.
所以我在这一关上面,在主面前过了好久啊,我跟主说,主啊,我不是这样的人,我不能这样子。
I spent much time on this issue before the Lord because I felt I couldn't do this.
但是主带我看见,当你脱下自己原来的行为,你洗干净了,就穿上圣衣。
But the Lord showed me that when we give up our old actions and we wash ourselves with water, we
put
on the robe of righteousness.
披戴基督啊,
we put on Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等的一个高台。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a high position.
所以第一个是洗, 第二个是披戴基督。
So first you cleanse yourself, second you put on Christ.
到了新约时代, 使徒, 特别是保罗讲到这个, 他说我们既然蒙了恩, 我们就要脱掉从前心思上的旧人，对不对？ 脱去那个旧衣服。
Paul speaks of this a lot in the New Testament about how we need to put off our old selves.
基督的生命把我们洗得洁净, 我们就穿上新人。
The blood of Christ washes us clean, and then we put on the new man.
这是侍奉的人每一次来聚会我们都要经过的。
We have to go through this every time we come to gathering.
如果你照着我原来的个性，我自己的心思意念，我自己的观念来侍奉弟兄姊妹，不是讨神喜悦，也不能带给人祝福。
If you serve by your own strength and by your own mind, then it cannot please the Lord.
然后呢，他们还没有进会幕之前呢，摩西就要用膏油来膏帐幕和它里面一切的器具。
And then before those priests could enter the tabernacle, Moses had to anoint all the articles of the tabernacle.
这是什么意思呢？ 你对于神的家每一件事情呢，要看见是膏油在它上面，膏油管制一切。 而不是你这个服侍的人可以做主的。
You have to see that in every issue of service, it is the oil that governs everything, not you.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们呢，认为我去服侍了，现在我可以做主了，我可以说话了。弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
Oftentimes when we serve, we think now we can rule over ourselves.
每一样都在膏油的涂抹，你要摸到那个东西，你绝对是先摸到油，才摸到那个事物。
But now, because everything is under the Holy Spirit, when you touch the article, you touch the oil first.
所以对于聚会呢, 我们要感觉聚会跟社团不一样。
So the church is different from a social gathering.
请原谅我啊, 我以前是学生呢, 我们喜欢跟学生在一起聚会, 我们叫做团契。
In the past, I enjoyed meeting with other students, and we called it a student meeting.
或者叫做 fellowship。
Or student fellowship.
这个还不错，就是我们在一起交通。
The word fellowship means that we've.
但是有时候交通来交通去的，就是谈我们年轻人的事情。
But sometimes when we fellowship, we only talk about our own things.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个是我们感情彼此增进了，但是呢，神在那里有没有管制一切呢？我们要好好的寻求。
So maybe we draw closer to one another, but is God ruling over everything?
所以今天对我们呢，进到我们到主的面前一起来服侍的时候，你要看见这是神的家。神今天呢设立基督来治理他的家。So
every time we serve the Lord, we have to see that this is God's house.
神是 appoint His Son.
And He has appointed His Son to rule over His house.
那么怎样，基督怎样治理呢？借着圣灵在教会中掌权。
And that happens when the Holy Spirit reigns over the church.
所以你读使徒行传呢，神主耶稣没有吩咐使徒们说，你们马上就去到耶路撒冷犹太全地为我做见证。So
in the New Testament in Acts, you see that the Lord did not tell the disciples to immediately.
主说你们要回到耶路撒冷。
Told them to return to Jerusalem.
要那里等候圣灵。And
wait for the Holy Spirit.
为什么要10天呢？
Why 10 days?
好叫他们心里面对圣灵有一个真正的尊他为主的心。
That in their hearts they could truly magnify the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，若是今天每一个来聚会的弟兄姊妹都有这样的态度的话，这个聚会空气就不一样。
Today, if every believer who comes to the gathering has this attitude, the atmosphere is different.
我们在会前祷告，我常常听见一些老练的弟兄姊妹祷告说：“主啊，求你用你的血洁净我们的心。” 用圣灵来洁净整个会场的空气。
Oftentimes, many more experienced believers will pray that the blood of Christ will cover everything and that the Holy Spirit will fill the atmosphere.
这是旧约时代神借着摩西告诉亚伦，你们要进会幕侍奉，这是头三个步骤。
So, this is the three things that Moses told the priests they had to do before they could serve.
然后呢，我们看见亚伦要真的承担那个职分的时候，有三个祭要献。And
when Aaron was about to fulfill his function, he had to offer three sacrifices.
就是他在基督的救赎里面呢，能够得着这三方面的主的救赎的功效。So
he had to experience the three subsections of the salvation of the Lord.
第一个是要献一只公牛做赎罪祭。First,
he had to offer a bull for the sin
offering. 这是14节到17节。
That's verse 14 to
17. 第二个, 一个公绵羊要献上做燔祭。
Next, he had to offer a ram as a burnt offering.
18到21节。
Verse 18 to 21.
然后呢, 为了承接圣职, 就是献上自己分别为圣。
And in order to offer yourself as consecrated,
他们要献第二只的公绵羊, 这是22节到29节。
They have to offer another ram. This is verse 22 to 29.
弟兄姊妹, 昨天晚上我们已经讲到赎罪祭了, 也讲到燔祭。
Last night we already talked about the sin offering and the burnt offering.
主耶稣以无罪的担当了我一切的罪, 把我的罪除去了。
The Lord who has no sin took all our sins and removed them.
那么我可以有清洁的良心来侍奉永活的神。
I have a clean conscience to serve the living God.
主耶稣是我的燔祭, 我在他的里面把自己献给神。
The Lord is my burnt offering. I
offer myself.
It is for His will.
然后到第三个, 那一个公绵羊叫做承接圣职的祭。
And the third offering is the offering of consecration.
英文的这个字, 有的中文圣经翻成呢, 这分别为圣。
This word in English is consecration.
或者说呢, 献上自己。
Or to offer yourself.
弟兄姊妹们, 这一个献呢, 就像罗马书12章第1节里面的话。
This sacrifice is like Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
保罗呢, 他被神的爱感动。
Paul was touched by the love of God.
他讲完了神在基督里面为我们成全那丰满的救恩。
He spoke of the complete salvation that is in Christ Jesus.
来到第12章一开头他就说, 所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们。
He spoke of that and in chapter 12 he said that brothers and sisters, I beseech you by the mercies of God.
他不是用神的威严来命令我们。
He didn't command us with the authority of God.
他说我用神的慈悲来劝你们。
But by the mercies of God.
因为我们的神呢, 从来不要勉强的侍奉。
Because the Lord does not want forced service.
若是你我对主多一点认识和经历,
If you have more experience of the Lord.
主从来不勉强人做, 我们不愿意做的事情。
The Lord never forces us to do what we don't want to do.
主会向我们说他的心意。
The Lord will show us His will.
如果你愿意, 你跟上来。
If you are willing, you will follow.
如果我们不愿意, 主就等你。
If you're not willing, the Lord waits for you.
有时候可能主会说第二遍。
Sometimes the Lord will speak a second time.
如果我们还是不愿意,
If we are still not willing,
主就退到一边去, 他在背景里面默默地爱你和我, 他不要求。
If we still do not follow, then He moves back and moves into the background and still loves us.
这是我们每一个基督徒真实的经历。
This is our experience as a Christian.
我自己从年轻开始, 我对于侍奉主, 我是最逃避的一个人。
When I was young, I tried to shy away from anything related to service.
我小的时候, 我母亲, 她读圣经。
When I was young, my mother read the Bible.
她就跟我讲, 跟我们, 我有三兄弟, 我是中间的。 她跟我们三个兄弟讲,
She would tell us three brothers.
她说神有一个吩咐, 凡是投身的, 就要献给神, 侍奉他。 我感谢主, 我是老二。
She said that the firstborn is consecrated unto the Lord for service. So I was happy that I was the secondborn.
而且每次聚会, 我都躲在后面, 我就是怕被主抓住。
And during the gatherings, I would hide in the back because I was afraid of being captured by the Lord.
主在我人生中很特别的带领。
But the Lord had an amazing leading in my life.
在我大学二年级的时候, 三年级的时候, 主把我的哥哥娶走了。
But in my third year of college, my brother passed away, so I became the eldest son.
我那时候非常的痛苦,
I was in much suffering, but during that time, the Lord
那么接下来, 我的操练就是我要逃避侍奉。
And afterwards, the test was that I wanted
我跟主说,
to run away from the service. I told the Lord I have my own plan.
我不懂得什么叫做
I did not understand what it meant to offer yourself. I thought that offering yourself meant that you had to be a full-time minister.
我就没有主权，我就不是，我就没有自己了。
And I thought that if I offered myself fully to the Lord, my whole self would be gone.
所以我非常逃避这件事情。
So I ran away from this issue.
但是主认识我们。But
the Lord knows us.
主在我的神人生中。 这样带领, 那样带领,
and the Lord led me in my life.
到了一个点上面,
to a point.
主, 说这一关现在你必须过了。
He said that I have to pass this.
你以前也参加聚会，你也领诗歌，你也有的时候呢，讲一点自己的见证。
In the past, you sang hymns, you led hymns, and sometimes you shared a bit of your testimony.
但是你这些服事呢，都是附带的，你其他有自己的生活，有自己的想法。
But this service was separate from your own opinions.
现在我问你一个问题，你愿不愿意为我而活？
And he asked me, "Are you willing to live for me?"
这是我到美国来的，第三年的夏天。
This was the summer.
1977年。
This was 1997, the third summer after I came to the U.S.
那么，我去参加一个夏令会。
I went to a conference.
那个讲员呢，第一天的早上，第一堂他还没讲完，他就不讲了。
In the first message, before the first speaker finished, he stopped.
他说：“主感动我，我要问大家一个问题，你把自己献给主没有？”
He said that the Lord touched him to ask every brother and sister, "Have you offered yourself to the Lord?"
他就读罗马书第十二章第一、第二节。
And he read Romans 1 and 2.
他解释完了以后
，He explained it.
他就问弟兄姊妹：“今天是一个机会，你愿不愿意把自己献给主？”
He asked brothers and sisters, "This is an opportunity."
而且他就站在台上，他站在台上，他说：“愿意的人请到台前来站着。”
He said that those who are willing should come before the podium and praise God.
结果所有弟兄姊妹都上去了。
And then every brother and sister went up.
我坐在最后一排。
I was seated in the back row.
我就是站不起来。
I couldn't stand up.
他就不祷告，他一直等，就看这最后这一个。
And he wouldn't pray, but he kept staring.
这一只羊不肯出来。
This sheep was not willing to follow.
我跟主说：“主啊，我做不到哎。”
I told the Lord, "I cannot do this."
我可以走出去，但是我的心不会出去。
I said I could walk down the aisle, but my heart is not willing. The Lord said no.
如果你心愿意，你做不到，我会帮你做到。
He said, "If your heart is willing, if you can't do it, I will do it for you."
我在那里跟主挣扎，大概十几分钟啊。
I struggled for more than 10 minutes.
这个弟兄很奇怪，他是讲员，不讲他准备的信息，他就叫我们出来奉这个，把自己献给主。
It was strange because this speaker stopped his sermon and he called all the
brothers. 而且他就一直站在那里等我。
And he waited for me.
最后啊，我跟主说：“主啊，若是你为我负责，我愿意。”
And in the end, I told the Lord, "If you are responsible for me, I am willing."
主啊，我真的对我自己没有把握。
Lord, I don't have any confidence in myself.
但是，若是我走出去的话，我跟主说：“主。”我应许你，我是认真的。
But if I walk down, then I promise you that I am faithful.
我就慢慢的走。
And slowly I walk.
你知道有一首诗歌说：“从我活出你的自己。”
There is a hymn that says.
314首。Live out thyself.
There is a hymn that says, "Live out thyself within me."
Yeah. 那第二节他说：“奠于今已完全奉献。”
He said that in the second verse, it says that you offer all gold and silver.
他第二句话他说，今天呢，全地都当肃穆，因为我的身体拿来进贡了。
And today, it says that the entire world is
be silent.
Is silent because I run after the Lord.
I offer up my body to be a sacrifice.
I offer my body to be a sacrifice.
那天我走出去就有这个感觉。
And that day, when I walked out, I had that feeling.
那时候我还不会唱这首诗歌，但是我有感觉，主啊，我 I mean business, 我出来了。
I had that feeling when I walked that day that I meant business.
那比我结婚那一条路还要长。
The road seemed longer than walking down the aisle for my wedding.
结婚去等新娘子，好快就等到了。但是那一天走出来，哎呀，真是慢慢走，很严肃啊。
Waiting for the bride during my wedding seemed really fast, but that day, as I walked down the aisle,
当我走到弟兄姊妹围那个半圈子最后一个位地方
，and I walked to the end, the last semicircle.
我一和弟兄姊妹站在一起
，as I stood with brothers and sisters,
忽然之间从天上主的大爱、主的能力浇灌下来。
All of a sudden, the love and the power of Christ was poured down.
我根本站不住
，I could not stand.
扑倒在地上。
I fell on the ground.
大声的呼喊说：“哇，你的爱太伟大了。”
And I proclaimed, "Lord, your love is too great."
眼泪从我身上，从我眼睛流出来。
And the tears fell from my eyes.
我平时是最怕这样事情的人。
I was very afraid of doing
that.
But that day myself was gone.
我消失在主的里面。
I was melted in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 从那一天开始, 他负我一切的责任。
From that day, he has been responsible for every part of my life.
这是一个侍奉的人, 神所要的。
This is the person that the Lord wants to serve.
为什么要献上自己呢?
Why offer yourself?
你才成为一块活石, 神的家才有材料来建造。
Then you become a living stone to build up the house of God.
对啊,有的时候要侍奉, 你跟主说, 我不方便, 我们就跑掉了, 因为你是活石嘛, 你可以自己跑的。
But other times, because we are living stones,
而且我们理由都很充分的,
we say that we don't want to serve, we give excuses, and we run away.
但是你一旦被主抓住了,
but when you are captured by the Lord,
弟兄姊妹, 以后我们可以有理由, 但是到最后发现, 主的爱胜过这一切。
We may have excuses, but we see that the love of God overpowers these things.
这是每一个人要过的关。
This is a path, something we must all go through.
你今天不过,
if you don't go through it today,
将来还有1000年让你来过。
You have 1000 years to go through.
若是你今天过了,
if you go through this now,
你在得胜者的行列中, 可能有份。
You may have a portion in the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹们, 主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他从来不勉强我们。
He doesn't force us.
他从来不勉强我们。
Never forces us.
你对主有过一点经历，你就知道了。
If you have any experience before the Lord, you know.
他默默地爱我们。
He loves us.
等候我们。
Waiting for us.
我常常感觉呢，我信主的头20年、15年呢，主一直在等我。
I have this feeling that in the first 15 to 20 years when I was saved, the Lord kept waiting for me.
弟兄姊妹们，主实在爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord truly loves us.
亚伦他们把自己这样子献上。
Aaron offered himself to the Lord.
圣经讲, 这叫做分别为圣。
This is separate to holiness.
我们知道前面的那三个, 脱去旧的衣服, 洗身体, 再披戴基督。
We know in the past, it was remove your old clothing, wash yourself and put on Christ.
用膏油来膏抹会幕。
Anoint the tabernacle with oil.
那个是我们心里面尊主为圣。
That is us magnifying the Lord's name in our heart.
我们呢, 在里面呢, 这个 holiness unto God.
It is holiness unto God.
我们感觉现在我要摸的每一件事情都是主，都是圣的。
Everything that we touch is the Lord, is the Holy Spirit.
我们不要觉得我可以来自己，我比较聪明，我有才干，我有能力，所以我可以做，不能这样的。
We shouldn't feel that it is because we have our own strength, we have power, we are smart, so we can do it.
如果我们用主的话来量一量自己。
If we measure ourselves with the word of God,
过去我有多少的侍奉是没有尊主为圣的。
In so many services, we did not proclaim holiness
to God.
In our mouths, we said that Jesus is Lord, but in reality, it was we ourselves being Lord.
那么亚伦借着牛犊借着羊羔他献上自己。
We see that that Aaron offered himself through the rams and the bulls.
这个是对自己本身。
This is consecration for yourself.
我们承认, 主啊, 我受造, 原是为着你的荣耀, 为着你的目的。
We confess that we are created for His glory, for His purpose.
弟兄姊妹, 你我如果有这种的认识, 有这种的态度和学习,
Brothers and sisters, do you have this understanding and this attitude?
你得着真正神造人, 人该有的尊贵和荣耀。
That you have the proper glory and honor that is due to man.
所以有一首诗歌啊, 他讲, 他说, 我的目的乃是神的自己。
So there is a hymn that says, My goal is God Himself.
不是安, 也不是乐,
not peace, not joy.
也不是人间的祝福和成功,
nor man's
是神的自己。
empty praise.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个人所能立最好的志愿, 没有比这个更好的。
There is nothing that is higher than this.
你得着地上所有的一切, 只不过是神造的, 但是你能够得着造物的主, 哪一个大呢?
If you receive everything in this world,
是不是呢?
It is what the Lord created. Isn't the Lord greater?
所以你能够这样子来生活的时候, 第四节他说呢, 在此日复日, 神是我的荣耀。
But in the fourth, if you can do this, then in the fourth verse, it says that in everything, God is my glory.
今天很多神的儿女们呢, 还以世界的这个羡慕的眼光做荣耀。
Today, many people look for the world as their glory.
是不是呢? 如果我开一个车, 大家都羡慕, 哇, 我好荣耀啊。
If I drive a car and everyone desires it, then I am full of glory.
弟兄姊妹们，但是一个真正把自己分别为圣献给主的人，主是我的荣耀。
But for someone who has consecrated himself and offered himself to God, God is his glory.
你会经历这个的。
You will experience this.
在人看你算不得什么。
In man's eyes, you amount to nothing.
但是主宝贵这样的人。
But the Lord regards this as precious.
然后接下来哈，从31节开始。
Then starting in chapter 8, verse 31.
到36节。
All the way to verse 36.
当他们献上了自己以后。
After they offer themselves.
他们就要吃祭肉，并且住在会幕的门口。
They have to eat the sacrifice, and they have to dwell by the door.
这是一个侍奉的人呢，进入聚会，进入神百姓中间侍奉之前得着的享受。
This is the blessing that you receive before you enter into service.
这个吃祭肉呢，就是基督成为我的满足了。
Eating the sacrificial meat is that the Lord is your, the Lord is your,
my satisfaction.
Not your satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹们，这真是你可以经历的。
It is something you can experience.
我在早年呢，二十几岁的时候
，When I was in my twenties,
有人介绍我一本书啊
，Someone introduced a book to me.
叫做《基督是我的满足》。
That Christ is my satisfaction.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有听过这本书？达比弟兄的短篇，是别人帮他 compile 起来的。
It is compiled from Darby's messages.
我那一段日子读啊，读的真是喜乐。
I read it and it was full of joy.
我跟主说，主啊，愿这个都成为我的经历。
I told the Lord, may this become my experience.
弟兄姊妹们，你能够以基督为满足，你是一个有力量的人。
If you can regard the Lord as your satisfaction,
你是一个喜乐的人。
You are full of joy and power.
而且呢，在这个里面，我们就能够停留在会幕门口。那指着什么呢？指着祭坛所的。
And then you can dwell by the door of the tent. That is the altar.
在利未记里面讲到那个会幕门口都是指着祭坛所的。
Whenever the Leviticus talks of the door of the tent of meeting,
所以诗篇里面有一篇诗，他说呢，他说麻雀啊，在你的祭坛那里找到了房屋。
In Psalms, there is a verse that says that the sparrows have found a dwelling place by your altar.
那燕子呢，在你的祭坛那里找到了报雏之窝。
The dove has found
the swallows.
Oh, the swallows have found a place to put their nest.
弟兄姊妹们，好，今天我们就住在基督十字架的这个荫庇底下。
Today we dwell under the shadow of the cross.
这是一个要进入侍奉的人他的预备。
This is how one who will serve prepares.
我盼望弟兄姊妹不要觉得这条路很难。
I hope that brothers and sisters will not feel
这条路非常荣耀。
It's hard. It is very glorious.
非常喜乐。
It is very joyful.
非常满足。
It is satisfying. And rewarding.
Very rewarding. 弟兄姊妹，接下来到了第九章，我们就看见亚伦和他的儿子们去进那个侍奉的责任。
In chapter 9, we see that Aaron and his sons went and fulfilled their position of priest.
我们读一下第九章第四节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 4.
又取一只公牛，一只公绵羊做平安祭，献在耶和华面前，并取调油的素祭，因为今天耶和华要向你们显现。
And an ox and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil. For today the Lord will appear to you.
第二十二节
，verse 22
到二十四节
，to 24。
亚伦向百姓举手为他们祝福，他献了赎罪祭、燔祭、平安祭，就下来了。摩西、亚伦进入会幕，又出来为百姓祝福。耶和华的荣光就向众民显现，有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油。众民一见，就都欢呼，俯伏在地。
Then Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them. And he stepped down after making the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. When they came out and blessed the people, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Then the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the portions of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
我们看见呢，第一次神的儿女们在祭司的服侍的底下，照着神的旨意进前来。
We see that the first time when the people under the priests, they fulfilled the order of the Lord.
发生什么事情呢?
What happened?
神的荣耀向他们显现。
The glory of God appeared to the people.
而且有火从神那里降下来, 就烧尽了祭坛上的祭物。
And fire came down from heaven and consumed all the sacrifices on the altar.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有去过这样的聚会?
Lord, brothers and sisters, have you ever been to such a gathering?
你一跨进那个会场就感觉这里有一个神圣的同在。
When you come into the gathering, you immediately feel the presence of
God. 没有一个人的肉体自我敢在那里随便。
No one's flesh is willing to do anything.
不是一个这个恐惧啊。 弟兄姊妹，而是一个在爱中的敬畏。
It's not a fear, but a reverence in love.
这是何等的美！
It is so beautiful.
我自己这一生呢，去过一两次这样的会。
In my lifetime, I have experienced this one or two times. It's very hard to forget.
我年轻的时候听一些年长基督徒讲，他说你们不知道我们以前的聚会多好啊。
When I was young, I often heard the elderly brothers and sisters say that in the past, our gathering was so good.
像我读宾路易斯姆，他讲威尔斯的大复兴。
Like when Penn Lewis talked about the Welsh Revival.
好，那聚会里面的属灵空气啊，像水晶一样的透明。 我不能想象那是什么东西。
The spiritual atmosphere there was clear as a pearl. I cannot imagine what that is. Oh, crystal.
他说呢，就是有一根针落在地上。
And if a pin dropped to the ground, you could hear it.
弟兄姊妹们, 这不过是地上, 人显, 聚会中遇见神的一个经历。
This is an experience that you can have of the Lord on earth.
巴不得啊, 今天教会在等候主回来的时候,
Today, as the church waits for the coming of the Lord,
神向每一个他的儿女们说, 我尊重你, 做我的祭司。
May God tell all His people that I have sanctified you to be holy priests.
你在我的儿子耶稣基督和他的救赎里来享受我。
You can partake of me in the Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫我的同在能够回到神儿女们的中间。
That my presence can return to my people.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a few words of prayer.
主，我们在你的同在中向你俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you before your presence.
你一次将自己献上。
You offered yourself once.
就为你的儿女们，为教会，成全了永远赎罪的事。
It has completed the work of saving us from sin.
我们今天这些蒙救赎的儿女。
Today, we who have been saved by grace.
我们本来活在地上。 因为与基督无关，就没有盼望，也没有神。Formerly,
when we lived on this earth, we had nothing to do with Christ.
我们本来
and our hearts were hope, and our lives were all hopeless.
我们本来离神是何等的远。We
were so far from God.
但是今天，我们却蒙了拯救。But
today we have been saved.
我们能够来亲近爱我们的神。
We can draw close to the God who loves us.
并且在你的里面, 我们能够预备自己来服侍永活的神。
And in you we can prepare ourselves to serve the eternal God.
主啊, 愿父亲那牺牲他儿子的爱, 激励我们的心。
May the love of the Father giving up His Son encourage us.
好叫我们在他的爱中, 把自己的身体当作活祭, 献给他。
That we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him.
让我们不仅在言语、态度、行为上尊主为圣。
That we don't only proclaim holiness to Your name in our actions and attitudes.
也在奉献的实际上，我们能够把自己分别为圣。
But in the reality of offering ourselves, may we consecrate ourselves.
好叫我们更多享受基督。
That we can experience Christ more.
更多住在你十字架的荫下。
We can dwell under the shadow of the cross.
好叫你的家得着一般合神心意服侍的人。
May you receive a people who are renewed and serve you.
我们把这样的祷告献在你的跟前。
We offer this prayer to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.